Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is finally here, Atlanta. We're talking about the NFL draft. The next 3 days are going to be fun, intriguing. You're going to say, what the hell, to some of these picks?
What the hell?
And some of these picks, you're going to go, man, I wish we had that guy.
Well, that's like that every year.
This is true.
Got to be honest, there's a lot of people we covet in this draft. And I think everyone goes into this, as we've talked to you guys now, we're basically 3 months since the season ended. Everybody's got their vision. Right? And then you add pieces and you say, all right. And as Carl said, imagine if we're talking about Roma Dunze. You know, half the audience will go bananas because half the audience only wants offense anyway.
Yeah.
You know, guys who never want to talk about the trenches don't care about defense. I mean, I got to be honest, the one that would probably garner the most excitement, although the Drake London, I had COVID that year, so I couldn't be here in person. But you said it was kind of a real lukewarm reaction when they picked Drake that year.
Yeah, but remember, I think a lot of fans didn't realize what else was going on with this team.
Knowing the Calvin Ridley situation.
Well,
right.
Mike, and the Julio thing. I mean, right. All the things that were happening, you needed to replace your number one wide receiver. And we didn't realize that at the time. It was, what the hell? Why are we picking another receiver?
What the deuce?
So high in this draft, but you've got to be privy to the understanding of what the team is trying to do. I think a lot of that was behind the closed doors. We've got to move on, and we've got to know that we've got a plan moving forward. I think, Mike, and again, we get into this, and we're going to talk about it in our NFL Blitz. We're also going to let you hear from Sam Munson, who joined the show from PFF. We've talked a lot about their mock-ups and what they've been saying. Ian Valentino from the 33rd team. All these guys came on over the last few weeks. They had all of them had interesting things to say. But as we talk about what the team wants and what's the most important thing, and Oren back at the studio, let's play this for our audience because Ra was asked this question. What's more important, DB or edge? What is more important? Here was his response to that.
So I'll put it to you this way. More important for you to have the edge rusher who can win to disrupt the quarterback or the corner who can also help you play 10-on-10?
You know, you're dealing with a veteran reporter here in San Steve, and he's trying to ask me who we're picking at 8.
Yes, I am.
And we're absolutely not going to give that up. We'll take the best player there for us.
Come on.
And we will always stick to that. To put us in a corner or to pigeonhole us at a position will be unfair to the work and the process that's been put on throughout the building since I've been there.
Terry has taught you well. Terry Fontenot has taught you well.
You know, it's about collaborating with your guy.
Sure.
And you guys do such a great job of figuring out what the needs are on the team, what best fits for us. And you know, you're not always wrong, but I'm going to certainly make sure you're not always right.
There we go. Appreciate you, man.
You know, we talked about yesterday, why doesn't everybody emulate what the Patriots do and draft, you know, two of everything? You know, like the Noah's Ark, give me two giraffes, give me two hippos. But, you know, the year that we went and got Desmond Trufant, we got Robert Alford. You know, that was a Dimitrov. And I'll never, ever take a shot at Dimitrov for defensive backs and skill position guys. It was, to me, it was always the trenches. It was kind of like left you wanting. But that's, you know, that's interesting. Would we take two corners and we can find, you know, I mean, look, I don't mind Clark Phillips in the nickel, Coral, but guys, I think the most glaring need, because you still have Lorenzo Carter, you still have Ebiketie, you still have everybody else on that. You know, we talked about Zach Harrison. The most glaring need right now on this roster, I mean, it's, Carl, it sticks out like a sore thumb.
It does.
Is defensive back. Who's opposite AJ Terrell?
No, it's valid. And, Mike, if they did that, first it'd be something we hadn't seen, because rarely teams do that, to say, let's just go back-to-back corners. You know, let's go first and second, or maybe our both second-round picks are going to be back-to-back corners. And again, we'd have to wait until Friday or Saturday to see that happen. But I do think you're right. It is a glaring need. Is it more pressing, though, than getting to the quarterback? That's what you're weighing here.
And look, I don't – you know me. I used to argue with Thomas, and he came on the show. It was really cool this last time. But, I mean, I always felt that you get it from the front, you know. And then the corners, you know, yeah, you want to have good players at every position. But if you got to have the fire breathers, that's why it's so hard to find them. Get the edge rusher who gets the quarterback off the spot.
Yep.
You know, Mike Smith, sacks are overrated. Well, either way, do something that the quarterback can't hit the guy in stride and kill you for a 50-yard touchdown. But the corners
– that's what his team was getting, no sacks.
Yes, sacks – well, sacks are overrated. The guy who's going to join us next segment, he was a guy, one of the last guys who got sacks.
That's
from
right.
Mike Smith. That was John Abraham. But, yeah, you go back and you look at it, man. I mean, the reason we lost the Super Bowl in part, there were a number of moving parts. Desmond Trufant got hurt halfway through the season. Robert Alford had the pick six. Remember that?
He sure did.
And then, unfortunately, Tom Brady, they went to the film and they said, all right, there's a guy named Jalen Collins. We're going to pick on him.
And they did.
And they did.
They did. Corners to me are like bullpen guys. Can never have enough. Can never have enough good ones. Can never have enough guys that are ball hawkers, and we don't have enough of those guys right now. 404-726-0929. Big O's back at the studio. It's Dukes and Bell live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Our coverage of the NFL draft starts today. And later this evening, Mike Conte, West Durham, and Dave Archer will bring you live coverage from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Friday night, Wade Ford, Tailgate Guys, John Fricke, Joe Patrick, Harper LaBelle bring you coverage of rounds two and three. And then Saturday, Mike Johnson and Bill Morgan live for the final four rounds. So nobody's covering it like us. And we're taking your calls, guys, until 2 a.m. after the draft is over.
Can't wait to hear those calls at 1:30. I tell you what, this team's gone all the way. I'm like, please, Rob Triple, get off the radio.
It's going to be fun, man. So if you are wanting to react, you certainly can. And then, of course, Mike and I are back Monday recapping all of this. Tuesday, all of this. Because it's going to take a little bit to digest. Friday, we're live at Ticketmaster Studios. That is tomorrow, guys, up there talking to that first overall pick as we get ready for round two. With that, Big O, let's get to an NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league. This is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Sam Munson stopped by from PFF. They do a lot of analytical work. We asked him about the edge class as a whole. What do you think, Sam?
Yeah, I think there's a big three when it comes to edge rushers in this draft. I think it's Dallas Turner. He's most people's number one guy. But then I think you've got Jared Verse from Florida State and Laiatu Latu from UCLA. Latu, I think, is an interesting prospect because if you didn't have any medical issues whatsoever, if we just were looking at Latu and there was a completely clean medical history and all those kinds of things, I think he's clearly the best player of the three right now. He's significantly more productive than either of the other two guys. And if you look at PFF grade and pass rush win rate and pressure rate and all those kinds of things, he's got a college resume that stacks up with guys like the Bosa brothers and Myles Garrett and Chase Young as genuinely one of the best edge rushers we've seen come into the league in years. And the only sort of downside to him would be athleticism, which I think has been overstated. And actually his combine workouts were pretty good. And PFF has a metric, a data point called PFF GAS, which is tracking data. It's in-game athleticism. And Latu's in-game athleticism has been off the chart.
And I know that not everybody gets those PFF metrics. That's why a guy like Cooper DeJean, by the way, I know it's cornerback, but that's one where he excels if you understand that metric he's talking about. Look, if we get Latu, I got no problem with that. And again, Carl, I'm not drafting a guy to be Mr. Universe. I'm drafting a guy to go get the quarterback
correct
on the ground.
Correct. And you know, the other part of this is why some of this stuff is overstated. I'll give you an example. The Michael Penix stuff. He ran a 40. He was faster than most people thought he was. It's rare that you're going to see Michael Penix running down the sideline for a touchdown, right? That's just not what he does.
They make it sound like he's walking around like Tiger Woods. That's not the case.
It's not
right?
the case. Right. And also, I think, Mike, for a guy like either Latu, all right, or a Michael Penix, or for that matter, even a Dallas Turner, there's game speed. I'm running a 40-yard dash, and then there's game speed. Right. When you turn the tape on, nobody's running away from Latu. He's tracking guys down. It's not like guys are running away from him. So I think that's interesting when they do this PFF stat, in-game athleticism, and then you have the scouts who are all saying, well, I don't know. In-game, tell me where that happened. And that's the thing. You watch Dallas Turner, Mike, you talk about his athleticism. That's the difference. Yes, he's a unique athlete, but also I know in-game there's a difference, you know? It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. NFL Blitz is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com.
Yeah, man. They talk about Turner. And again, you know, we joked around about how you can go back and forth and they'll give you, like, they love this guy. Here's what they hate about the guy in the same, basically, paragraph. But, you know, playing with, you know, winning programs, does that matter? I mean, the guy does not have to come. Yeah, it's not a bad thing, but it's not like a be-all, end-all.
It's not.
You know, guys can come from crappy programs and have success. Talk about needs to be more skilled hand fighter at the top of the rush. Okay, I think Latu's got that. Needs to play better strength to improve block takeout. In other words, guys swallow him up. So how do you beat that? So that's things you got to coach. Below average anchor to prevent being displaced. So none of lead in his tuchus is another code word. Those are the negatives. But then on the flip side, you look at the strengths. They talk about just how he can, you know, get after the quarterback, the speed and the stride, tracking guys down from all over the field. So that's something we've been woefully missing on this defense.
What about the wide receivers, guys? Ian Valentino from the 33rd team stopped by Dukes and Bell as we were trying to get as much in-depth analysis for you guys as possible. What about the wide receivers?
Look, I think you can justify it. It sounds crazy, but I think you can actually justify it because that's, even with the guys that are on the roster, it's like it's a good offense, but like you could totally argue that a third receiver is needed. Look at Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator that came in. The Rams played more three-receiver sets than any team in the NFL last year. So it's not like Roma Dunze is going to come in and not play, or he's going to displace somebody that's not going to play. Three receivers are going to be on the field a ton, and it's a good investment. And the question is, like, is his value that much higher of compared to Turner and Mitchell and Arnold, these other guys that are in the mix? And like, yeah, I think you can kind of justify it. I would be a little bit questionable just because I think that edge position is so lacking beyond those guys, but especially the guys on the roster. But when you have a defensive head coach, especially one that's done a lot with a little, he's going to probably feel pretty confident that he can bring the best out of guys that he can take later. So I wouldn't walk away being upset. And worst case scenario is that, yeah, you hopefully have that elite offense for the next couple of years and you have a ton of guys on cheap deals before things start to get, you know, a little bit tougher down the road.
Guys, you heard our general manager, Terry Fontenot, address this week. And it may have been the thing that was the most interesting thing that you might have missed. And he said, you have categories, and every team does this. Game changers, really good player, could be a rotational guy, all these different categories. Mike, if you have a chance to draft a game-changing talent, you don't pass that up because those guys are in a category of their own, and then from that category, you start to dwindle every other category until you get to the point where you go, good player. But probably will be in the league 3 years. That's not a guy that I'm looking for in the first round.
No.
I'm looking for game changer. Roma Dunze is that guy. He's a game changer.
Well, why the hell we spend the money on Darnell Mooney? I know you got to have a lot of three and four wide receiver sets in a Rams, you know, offense. But
I got you, Darnell.
I know he was a 4-3 guy. I hope that works. To me, go get your wide receiver in the second round. Go get your perceived slot
guy. So you're
going
to pass up a game changer in the first round?
I don't know that Dallas Turner isn't a game changer. I mean, you're saying he's not a game changer. Dunze is.
I'm not saying he's not a game changer. What I've said. Be correct now. What I've said is I don't think he's the best pure pass rusher in this draft.
If Latu's that guy, take Latu. Look, you cannot keep paying lip service to your edge rush unless they really see something to our expert's point about what we've got in the building. You know, we've talked about Lorenzo Carter. I think we've seen the ceiling for Lorenzo Carter, unfortunately. You know, Zach, I don't know what Zach Harrison's ceiling is, if he's going to really pop. Ebba Cady, I know you liked 2 years ago, and he's showing some signs. But to me, I look, if we're going to take somebody on defense, if it's not Quinyon Mitchell, I want Latu, brother. And to your point earlier, can we trade down? Can we have our cake and eat it too?
Yeah.
And then we can go move up, Carl, and get a better wide receiver in the second.
I just ask you, Atlanta, do you pass up a game changer? If that is that guy on your board, and you've got that next to his name, I just don't know how
you. But isn't Marvin Harrison the game changer?
He is. Absolutely.
And the knock on Malik Nabers is he's a pain in the ass. You know, if you go by what the combine says, and then Roma Dunze is the third best wide receiver.
He's a player too. And that's the thing. How do they have him rated? All right. Guy coming up next knows a little bit about getting to the quarterback. Mike, we've had him on. We're going to grab him for a few minutes today, pick his brain a little bit, see what he thinks about this edge rush class. And he knew how to get after the quarterback, man, didn't he? The Predator.
This dude's got the numbers to be in the Hall of Fame right now.
Coming up, stay there. You'll hear from him next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is Jim Rome with a Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Dukes and Bill. What's going to go down with the NFL draft tonight? First round, we are live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Falcons still currently picking eighth. I told you as we started the show today about an hour and a half ago, it's fluid. Things could change. Things could happen today and certainly before we get to the first pick tonight. Joining us right now on the WaitForward.com hotline, Mike, we'd like to call him a friend of the show. He came on with us a couple of different times over the last couple of years. We really enjoy him and certainly what he was as a football player. John Abraham, man, was a dude. And for those who don't know, maybe you didn't watch or maybe you weren't in Atlanta at the time, Mike, but we advise you to go YouTube him, okay? Go check him out.
He's called the Predator for a reason, guys. He is ahead of Lawrence Taylor and Vaughn Miller and, Derek Thomas, and there's a bunch of guys. Basically, he should be in the Hall of Fame. But anyway, we've talked about that a little bit later in the interview. First things first, baby, what do you remember about when you got drafted, Abe?
The funny thing about getting drafted for me was just I had Sean Ellis with me. So it was a great moment because he got drafted at 12 and I got drafted at 13. So it was like one of my best friends I just met after the draft, and I had him to share it with me. That was probably my biggest thing. That's funny you asked. I was sitting here thinking, like, I don't remember nothing about the draft, but that is the one thing I do remember. And if we would have got drafted nowadays, we would have been we would have been actually at the draft. Right. And that would have been really remarkable. That would have been, I'm like, oh, I would have got to walk on the stage and hear them boo me in person.
as a New York Jet.
You're right.
Yeah, they booed the hell out of me, man. They booed me so bad, man. It ain't took long for them to love me, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? When you're a player, that's what happens. John Abraham joining us here, talking about the edge class. John, I mean, listen, there's a lot, right? Once you get drafted, you hone your craft, right? I mean, you can come into the league and be good. You can come out of college and be good. But to be a great NFL player like you were, you've got to hone your craft. And that's something Mike and I have been talking about. Like, these guys, these edge rushers that are going to come into the league, and we don't know if we take one or not tonight, but they've got to come in and get better. Talk about that process, because it's not like these guys are coming in and they're going to be the player they will be in 10 years.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense what you said. And actually, as I've been watching film, Latu, if I'm saying his name wrong, I apologize.
No, you're right.
He's 23 years old. So you think about it, he's probably the most mature person out there right now. And watching him play, you can see the maturity. Like, I watched him and I was looking like, not saying I don't like Dallas, not saying I don't like, you know, Verse or even Jonah Ellis. I like him too. But I watched him, and he just looks way more mature when it comes to a player. Because you got these guys coming in 21, 22, been playing the same position. Some guys haven't been playing 4 years. Some guys only played like 3 years or maybe two, you know, especially being in the Alabama scheme. But watching him play, his maturity is above, like, so many other guys. You know, just, you know, having them years, you know, going through his injury and sitting and watching and really, like, getting to know the game. You could tell him to know the game. For me, I didn't really start learning the game probably until my third or fourth year. I watched people play, and I'm looking like I could tell he don't know the game yet because he too many steps, or he's doing this, or he's doing that. So, like, my third year, that's when I just started, like, really becoming a student of the game and learning offense. It all makes sense, just like a boxer. You can see a boxer. You watch Mike Tyson beginning, he was just better than everybody. You know what I mean? It was natural instinct just to beat somebody. Then you see later in his career, you can see people playing. And like everybody said, Mayweather, you know, beginning of his career, you see him, he was doo-doo-doo. In his career, he was the best defensive player, best defensive boxer ever. That, it all comes to maturity, and that's definitely something you got to learn. Like, by the time I finished, man, I played a game, like, literally in my head before I even played the game.
It's our man, John Abraham, guys, the Predator. He is top 15 in the NFL in sacks, one of the best pass rushers in the franchise history, and a guy that, you know, again, may have gotten a Super Bowl ring if he doesn't play in Week 16, Carl, in 2012.
Don't remind me.
Anyway,
don't remind me.
We're not going down that road either, Johnny.
Definitely would. Bling-blinging, and I would have been in the Hall of Fame, too. But they couldn't have stopped me then. If they would say, if I had that ring on my finger, they couldn't have said nothing.
I know.
They could have said nothing to Matty Ice either.
Right.
You're right.
The ring is the thing, yeah. Man. John Abraham is with us. Did you ever, as you said about your maturation process, was there a certain coach you connected with, or was it all on you?
It was on me. Like, they're different coaches. I had great coaches, so I'm taking nothing away from a coach. But to be able to become a great player, you have to know what you can do at your best. And you got to show them. And once you show them, that's when you can pretty much – play how you want to. You look at the Watts, and you look at the guys like that come around, like even like Von Miller. You look at Dwight Freeney. Dwight Freeney had to show them that he can do the spin move before they allowed him to do it. So it's a lot of stuff you have to learn on your own. Like, people think it's just, oh, I had a great coach. You rarely hear defensive ends talk about their coaches, and I'm not knocking anybody now. I'm not knocking anybody at all, but being a defensive end, you have to learn what you're good at. Like, because when I was in college, love Rick Petrie, love him to death. He coached Warren Sapp also. But he tried to teach me like Warren Sapp. I was like 230, and I'm sitting here getting my butt kicked. And then when I finally got into the league, I was playing outside linebacker finally, because I thought that was my natural position. Then the second year, I had to go back to defensive end. I got my, like, even though I made the Pro Bowl the first couple of years at defensive end, my body was just terrible because I didn't learn how to play the position at my size. But, you know, like I said, in my fourth, fifth year, and especially when I came to Atlanta, it was easy. I learned how to play within my position, and I learned what I was good at. I learned how to trick people with my lineups. I learned how to trick. My coach was basically telling me pretty much helped me with the other players. Like, you know, this tackle does this, or this is the play you need to look for. They created a play. Ray Hamilton created a play for me called Be Right. It was pretty much I can do what I wanted to do, but I just had to be right. You know what I mean? Like, if you're wrong, I don't know nothing about you. You're on your own. But when you see certain players like that, you trust those players, and you know that player can do what he want to do. Like I'm saying, if you watch these guys now, you see them, you're like, I don't know what he did now, but that was awesome. How did he know that? That's all about preparation, and that comes from learning yourself as a player.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, the preparation part of this. As we talked to John Abraham, guys, one of the best guys to ever do it as far as getting to the quarterback. We are consumed and have been about getting another one of you and finding another one of you and getting a guy on this team that can consistently do that. And again, speaking of no disrespect, six and a half sacks is great. I need double-digit guys, right, Mike? I need double-digit guys year in and year out. Give me 10, give me 12. Can I get 15? That's what we're looking for. John, that film study and that work ethic, where did you get that from? Where did you find that? Was somebody in your life who did that, or was it just as you got in the league, you realized, I'm not going to be here long if I don't do these things?
Injuries.
Okay.
Injuries. sitting around. Think about it, though. As you as a broadcaster, as you being on the radio, and sometimes you're driving home and you might hear somebody say something. You might hear somebody say something. Oh, I got to use that. I like how you did that. I like how you transitioned from here to here. So I had to sit there and watch film and just watch film and just watch film and seeing what I did wrong and why did I take this step here or why did I do this. And it really came from injury because I couldn't do nothing physical. So physically, you know, cause when I first got injured my rookie year, it was just like I'm going to get party. I'm going to have – I got a whole year to just chill. Second time I got hurt, it was like, man, I can't do this no more. I gotta mentally be prepared when I come back because physically I ain't 100%. So this false step might be worse for me now than it was when I was 100% healthy. So the film study took years like off my career when I'm saying in a positive way of me just trying to just beat my body up and just learning how to get there quick. So definitely was injuries for me, but I think. You know, I had people like Brian Cox when I was young. I had people like Marvin Jones, you know, even Curtis Martin. I had a lot of guys that would literally show me that. But when I got to Atlanta and the team was my team, when I say I knew I was a defensive guy, even though we had D'Angelo Hall and we had other guys like Brooklyn and stuff, I knew it was my team. I'm like, John, this is the team that you wanted. You wanted to be that guy. You got to stand out. You got to know more than everybody else knows. You got to be able to tell Witherspoon sometime he in the wrong position. You got to be able to tell Jonathan Babineau you got to slide to the right, bro. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I had to learn. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I had to learn because I wanted to be that guy. Even though I wasn't that talkative as a leader, but if you mic me up on the game, you would know he know every play he's coming right now. Even playing that defensive end, I knew if you need to be a deep shallow. It's just common sense. You know, so it gets that way, and that's how you become a better player.
It is the Jonathan Abraham guys with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. The Predator, one of the many Pro Bowlers from an amazing draft class in 2000. Getting back to this Falcons team, we got guys that are just kind of showing signs. Arnold Ebiketie, Zach Harrison, Lorenzo Carter's been here. We signed him as a free agent, but it just seems like you got to build it from the front. Carl and I were arguing. I think I know the answer, John. Do you go get a corner?
Yeah.
Or if you don't really – do you say that Latu's the guy, he's worth taking at eight because he will be that difference maker in a year we're expected to do something with Kirk Cousins?
I have a couple of combinations. Not knocking anything. I think they did a good job overall as a defense last year in boosting the sacks up. They did a great job just bringing the guys in there and everybody having a team, you know, getting sacks. But I think Dallas Turner is going to be the guy just because I'm listening to everybody else. I mean, like personally, I like Latu because I like he's a little more fluent to me. When I watch him play, it don't seem like he's even doing anything. He reminds me of kind of like Jason Taylor. Like,
hey, good
they look like Jason was so fluent. I'm talking just the fluency. You know, like the fluency. Like, you can't tell he overpowering this guy. You can't tell he's going so fast, but he just moves so smooth with it. But I think that Turner's going to be a guy. My big thing is if you're going to get Turner, go get Chris Broswell. You know, get the guy that played with him in college in the second round or third round or whatever. Or go get Jonah Ellis or go get another guy, you know, later on so you can have two young guys. Do kind of like how the Jets did. They had so many people that could rush the passer. They had Huff. They had Johnson. They had they got dude McDonald. They was like, look, we're going to get a pass rusher out this year. We don't care who it is. Like, you're going to have to work against these young guys, and if you ain't, we're going to let you go. So just overload with it this year. We don't mind. Like, look, y'all got Kirk. Y'all got a quarterback. Y'all got a heck of an offense. Like, on paper, we got a heck of an offense, but we saw what they did last year. So I'm just saying that, you know, there's guys out here, like, you get Chop Robinson maybe later on in a draft. You know, just pile it up. Like, bring two guys in there that can push each other. That's why me and Sean end up having pretty good careers because I had Sean. I had someone who didn't know nothing about the NFL, just like I knew nothing about the NFL. And we had older guys that were scared of us. And you know what the older guys did? They tried not to get us on the field, but, you know, at the end of the day, we end up outworking them. So I can see that being a good situation if they get the right person.
It's a great point. I love the philosophy that you're throwing down.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I agree with you about Latu and the pass rush, but if they go Turner, as I've said, and John, this is the deal, man. I just want killers. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I'm.
That's Jared
for.
Verse, yeah. To me. Verse is the killer.
That's all, yeah. I want, man. I want somebody like,
I like.
Huh? Go ahead.
I like Verse, but I don't think Verse is going to be good the first couple of years. Okay. I think he might come in and might get you 5 sacks. If you watch him, man, bull rushers don't really exist like that no more. Now, I'm not knocking him. He's a great player. I watch him, but you see somebody that can make plays. Latu will be making plays, right, man. I'm talking about he get interceptions, pick, like just a fluency. Not saying he can't be that kind of player. I don't know what he's going to be, so don't say that, oh, John was hating. I'm just telling you like what I think as
yeah.
a pass rusher.
Listen, man, he's you like played it. You know? Say it. Yeah. Latu. Latu. Say
yeah,
it.
He like 6'4". He likes versus like 6'4", 260. I don't see good hips in him. Like I see, his moves are not as fluent. And, you know, in the NFL, the tackles are going to be a lot better. Not saying Florida State didn't face some pretty good teams, but the ACC, come on now. I'm like, come on, man. Let's just keep, let's call a spade, you know.
Yeah.
But I just like how it's just the maturity, the 23, you know, being through injuries, understanding the thing. And if you get Dallas, I think you should get Chris Boswell, too. Just like in the second, third, fourth round, just so he has somebody there that can push him and keep him on the up and narrow. You know, Alabama guys. And I watch Boswell tape. He's pretty athletic. And, like, every time he's around the ball, it seems like he's scoring a touchdown or getting a cause fumble. So it'd be a good thing just to have somebody that he knows, you know.
John Abraham, man. Brother, we appreciate you. And we look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you so much for giving us a little insight into what you're thinking about these guys. It's going to be interesting to see where the Falcons go tonight. We just want one impact player, man. You
right
know,
on.
That's what we need. John, thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
You got it, man. There he is, John Abraham, who should be in the Hall of Fame. On the Jared Verse thing, he almost reminds me of something like Chuck Smith would say.
He's strong, about, though.
He's got the strong, but you're going to have to develop that second move. You're going to have to develop something with athleticism to defeat those big tackles who can handle that.
Interesting. Hey, guys, this hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Look, we're trying to give you all the stuff heading into the night's draft. We will continue our conversation here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Hey, in case you're wondering, it was Croy Bierman opposite him, because you know who the guy we drafted was? We didn't draft. We got it through trades. We got, obviously, him. Johnny Abraham was great. They brought in Ray Edwards. The dude quit halfway through the season.
Sure did.
2012. How about that?
He sure did.
Dude, should have been the great bookends we've always been looking for on this team.
They tried, and right. it didn't work. Turtles got Yeah Man, No Man coming up. I'm assuming it's a draft version. Next. Guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.